Good afternoon, parents and people on the dais, and everyone sitting here comes from a very illustrious background, and good afternoon to one and all present here. Gopi spoke elaborately about what this entire Sportopia would mean to the community of sport. And I cannot add very further than what Gopi has already added, but one line which I really liked is poverty in the future is lack of physical activity or playing sport. It is indeed true where we stand in the midst of electronic gadgets taking forefront and kids wanting to watch and probably learn only from the gadgets. Building an infrastructure like this would mean the world to children to actually take up to sport. There is one memory that I would like to recall from my childhood days. One childhood memory that I would like to recall very vividly till today is every time I went to school, which began at 8:15 every day, it was my parents' responsibility to get me to school. If it didn't really work, if I was late, it was my dad or mom that will have to go and stand in front of the school principal or the class teacher. And very rarely did I bother about this because it was not my responsibility. They had to get my lunch ready. They had to get me to school. And if I was late, they were the ones that needed to get to school and talk to the principal or the teacher. But when it came to cricket coaching classes that began at 6 o'clock, it would always be me that drove my parents to actually drop me in school and get me into the cricket coaching class. That's what sport does to children. It initiates responsibility and the joy of wanting to go there and actually play on time. So, for me, every basic requisite and discipline and joy comes from being a part of sport, and that is what will be dwelled upon in Sportopia. As I've already had a lot of chat with Keithy Reddy and all the people here in charge here. The infrastructure that's coming up, cricket is also being done up. It will make sure that kids are excited and go out there and play a sport that will teach them life lessons, not just try and make them champions in that particular sport, but teach them life lessons. And I congratulate once again everybody responsible for this great initiative. It's not a very common feature in this country, but it's the first step in driving this country to being a sporting country. Thank you so much.